Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning. It is Friday Eve.
Yes, it is.
And I think I'm going to spend the entire weekend searching for a big brooch like Lady Gaga's.
My goodness. It was bigger than her. It was huge.
I know, but it was cool. She did such an amazing job with the national anthem yesterday. Poet Amanda Gorman, like, you'll never forget that name. Just incredible.
Incredible, absolutely. And I thought J-Lo sung beautifully.
She did.
Yeah, so did Garth Brooks. You know, nice.
Everyone did a great job.
Oh, I have to tell you this before I get into what we're going to do today. So last night, I get a message from listener Jason Slavinsky, who listened to us. And remember we were talking about reincarnation yesterday?
Yes.
Who you want to come back as?
Yes.
We were into that show on Netflix. He told me there is something on YouTube where there is a child who they believe is reincarnated as Princess Diana.
No.
And it's on YouTube. Now,
No.
I'm going to check it out today.
Okay, I will.
I don't know if this is real or not, but he passed it along. He said it is incredible.
I wonder did he say how young the child was?
He didn't.
On this show that Bill and I were watching, these kids were like 5 and under, where there's no way they could know the details of these previous lives. But there's so much known about Princess Diana.
That's the only thing. Because,
and if he was older, I'll check it out.
I want to check it out, too. But I promised him that I would pass that along, too.
Thank you, Jason.
We're going to Google that and check that out. Now, we have an amazing day for you guys. You can win, before we get to Beat the Bee, impossible question. Beat the Bee, skating tickets to the riverfront, river rink there on the Delaware River.
The Philly waterfront.
A15, we have a $202 IQ, the impossible question. Nobody got it yesterday, so that is a nice prize. And then at 3:05, it is your chance to listen for that code word to win yourself a brand new Apple iPad with Mark Shepard. So yeah, make sure you're listening for that. And right now, we're going to hop on over to our Facebook video. I can't call it little anymore because it's getting so big. But please join us if you can for the Be Up Club on our page at B101 Philly.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, if you haven't heard yet, there is, finally, a Powerball winner. Yep, one winning ticket was sold in Maryland. And so that lucky person is waking up after winning a $731 million jackpot. Although, I will say, definitely check your tickets. 3 that were sold in New Jersey are each good for $1 million.
Hey.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Right?
I hope it's like, well, any part of Jersey, really, obviously, but I hope it's somebody I know because I grew up in Jersey.
Someone you know.
That's right. Mega Millions tomorrow. So we still have a shot at being close to a billionaire, $970 million. the odds, 1 in like 302 million, but you have a zero chance if you don't play.
That
so you have
right.
to play. Now, we hit 1 Powerball last night.
We did, which is good for $4, which means 2 tickets. And then we hit the Mega Ball earlier this week. So we can do 3 Mega Balls and we don't even need to pay money for
That's good.
Because, you want to do that?
Yes. I am tired. I love you for going out and getting these tickets. You're awesome. You take pictures. You text me. I'm tired of handing you money.
$10
agree. Twice
I'm
a week.
I'm tired of getting it out of my wallet as well. So, all right. We'll just roll them over.
All right. We'll roll them over.
Yeah.
And guys, good luck if you're playing tomorrow's Mega Millions. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, it is another most wonderful time of year today because Girl Scout cookies go on sale. And with the pandemic, it's going to be a little different this year. So on the phone right now is the CEO of the Girl Scouts of Eastern PA, Kim Freitas-Dow. Hi, Kim. How are you?
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Jen. Hi, Bill. Thank you so much for having me. I have a lot of friends who listen every morning, and we're really excited to be on B101.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, everyone's excited to get their cookies, I'll tell you that. But we need you to tell us how they're being sold this year.
Yes, absolutely. So, unfortunately, because of COVID, we're not going to be outside of Acme's and Giants and all of our tremendous partners in the past. They're going to be selling these cookies online. So every girl and every troop will have a link for you to connect with them. And you will either be able to have cookies shipped directly to your home, where Girl Scouts of Eastern Pennsylvania will pay for half of your shipping costs and your credit card processing fees. Or you can coordinate with a Girl Scout troop in your neighborhood for contactless curbside pickup locations that will be also advertised through this link so that you can order your cookies, pay for them in advance, and then have a designated location where your cookies are already packed up and will just be placed in your car's contactless.
Wow,
that's
very
great.
Cool.
You can't talk about Girl Scout cookies without talking about all the amazing flavors. Tell us about the new cookie this year, the French Toast one.
So, Bill, I have to be honest. This has quickly become my favorite cookie, and I'm not just saying that. It's kind of a problem. So the new cookie this year is called the Toast Yay, and it is indeed a French toast-inspired cookie that has a little bit of a white icing on the backside. We're super excited, and we think that as soon as you try one, you're going to want more.
And dip it in your coffee,
That's
too.
That's right, or pair it with some nice breakfast sausage. Why not?
Ooh, yum, Bill.
So cute.
And while a lot of us are just happy, you know, to have the cookies in the house, explain why this fundraiser happens every year. I mean, how do the Girl Scouts benefit from cookie sales?
For each troop, it varies. Some girls may be raising money so that they can give back to a charity. Some girls may be raising money so that they can save up and go to camp. Some girls may be raising money over a couple of years and go on trips. Every cookie that is bought helps to underwrite our camp properties, the programs that we offer, all of the resources that Girl Scouts provides. The cookie program is a fundraiser for all of those things.
And you're talking to a cookie mom for 3 straight years. I know the amount of hard work that goes into this program, but I also know it was very popular when I was doing it, donating boxes of cookies to the hometown heroes. Is that still a thing that goes on?
Yes, it is. We have some amazing hometown heroes with the pandemic. Lots of great opportunities for troops and for the community to buy these cookies and surprise and delight some of our healthcare workers, first responders, our police, our fire people. Yep.
Kim Freitas-Dow, I can't imagine a world without Girl Scout cookies. So thank you for all that you guys do.
Oh, thank you so much. And, you know, if you're interested or curious how to connect with a girl in your community, we hope that you'll go to our website at gsep.org. There you can put in your zip code and support a girl right from your community.
Kim,
and thank you, Jen. It's really because of volunteers like you that Girl Scouts happen in our community.
Oh, you're welcome.
So thank you so much.
My pleasure. We are Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Want to wish a happy Friday Eve to you and also to our top fan of the day today. He is Joe Hickman. He's from Philadelphia. And Joe's a top fan because what he did was he liked our B101 Philly Facebook page, and then he's really active with us on it, which is cool. We really like talking to him. So that's how you become a top fan.
That's right. As you know, turbulent times in social media. So it's, you know, when you're super nice to us on Facebook and you keep the activity going, you're a top fan.
That's right.
And then you get the shout outs like Joe's going to get all day today. You're going to get the social media love, you know, all that good stuff. Speaking of good stuff. Top fans sponsored by our friends over at Acme. Now, your lunch break never tasted better than with a $100 Acme gift card. You can win this. You have to register online, though, at B101Philly.com.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, if you didn't see or hear any of the inauguration yesterday, the talk today is mostly about two women, Lady Gaga and Amanda Gorman. Okay, now Gaga first. So hashtag brooch envy. I saw that everywhere. She was in this beautiful gown and she had this huge dove brooch or pin, you know, on her chest. It was gold. It was carrying an olive branch, symbolizing peace. And Gaga did an amazing job singing the national anthem. This is only a clip. Amazing.
I mean, just has the most stunning voice, and equally as stunning with the spoken word, 22-year-old Amanda Gorman, the country's very first youth poet laureate. And yesterday she recited a poem that she wrote. Here's a clip.
When day comes, we step out of the shade, aflame and unafraid. The new dawn blooms as we free it. For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it.
And that quote right there has been trending.
Everywhere.
You know, it's just incredible. Super inspiring, really, a young Maya Angelou.
She is, you're right. And I'm sure you guys have seen all these Bernie Sanders memes. I mean, the poor guy. So he's sitting there in this chair the whole time. He's looking cold, he's looking cranky, and he's wearing these huge mittens that were repurposed from a sweater. Yeah, everyone's making a big deal about these mittens. And then people are putting him in that sitting position in different memes, like... There's one, he's sitting on the bench next to Forrest Gump. He's on a ski lift. He's on the Iron Throne also from Game of Thrones, which is hysterical.
That one was awesome, but I do love the one where he was on the beach with Chris Christie.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Yes, instead of the family.
In New Jersey. Now, look them up when you get a chance. They are hysterical. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, if you haven't heard yet, there is... Finally, Powerball winner. So, one winning ticket was sold in Maryland. So that lucky person is waking up after winning the $730 million jackpot. However, definitely check your tickets because three of them that were sold in New Jersey, they are each good for $1 million.
I have a feeling at least one of these are in the Delaware Valley in the South Jersey region. Just
chances
a feeling.
Are, yeah.
Just a gut feeling. Mega Millions tomorrow night for the drawing. $970 million, obviously. Just a little piece of that would be nice. Your odds of winning, though, 1 in 302 million. But if you don't play, you have zero chance.
That's right.
So why not? We have six tickets. Is that right? Six numbers?
No,
for tomorrow?
Three.
You know, I'm a believer now. If you're going to win, if it's fate, it's fate. There's no...
We don't need five, you're saying.
We don't need to put in any more money, is what I'm saying.
Done with the money.
Three sets of numbers.
Because we can roll it over.
That's right.
Yeah.
I have a feeling, though, no one's going to win. And it's going to be over $1 billion.
Well, it would be fun if it went to $1 billion.
Yeah, it really would be more fun to win it. But yeah, guys, speaking of winning, your chance to win a family four-pack of skating tickets, including skate rentals at the River Rink on the Philly waterfront is coming up very soon, 7:30, when we play Beat the Bee. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
It is 7:31 right now. It's time to play Beat the Bee. And it's sponsored by the River Rink on the Philly waterfront. And the game works like this. So you guys, you're really just betting on me. Like, yes or no, will I be able to correctly, I always try to correctly answer Bill's trivia questions.
All right, so today is a one-liner day, like movie one-liner day. And I'm going to give you a line from a famous film, and you tell me the movie. I'll even give you choices. Like, for example, if I said, Jen, there's no place like home. Is that Wizard of Oz or Rocky? What would you say?
That would be Wizard of Oz.
There you go. So all five questions, if we get that far.
Will be 50-50s?
Absolutely.
Sounds easy, guys. All right. You are playing this morning for a family four-pack of skating tickets, including the skate rentals, at the River Rink on the Philly waterfront. Reserve skating tickets at riverrink.com. Want to play Beat the Bee? Then give us a call right now. We're going to take caller number 10.
888-333-B101. Yep, caller 10 gets to play Beat the Bee. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Very nice prize to try to give away right now with our Beat the Bee game. So we have a family four-pack of skating tickets. This includes the skate rentals at the River Rink on the Philly waterfront. And this morning, we are playing with Jen, another Jen, from Philadelphia. She was caller number 10.
All righty, Jen. It is five questions for Jen Ryan. Today's category, movie. It's because it's movie one-liner day today. We're going to do one-liners from movies. Al, you can bet on Jen or against her. 3 out of 5, right, and you're going to win. Jen, are you ready to play Beat the Bee?
I sure am.
All right.
I'm up on my
mood. Yeah, me too, right?
Let's see if both Jens can work well as a team here. All right, question number one, or movie line number one. Marriage is like an unfunny, tense version of Everybody Loves Raymond, but it doesn't last 22 minutes. It lasts forever. Is that Knocked Up? Or is that Knocked Up or This Is 40? Ah, both comedies starring Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Jen, will she know that? That's a tough one.
I think she will.
All right, it's a 50-50.
Okay, I think it's Knocked Up.
It is Knocked Up. Good job. All right, you're on the board. I started you off with a tough one. All right, line number two. I am just one stomach flu away from my goal weight.
I love that.
Is that The Devil Wears Prada or Legally Blonde? Jen, will she know that?
I think she will.
All right, Jen, Devil Wears Prada or Legally Blonde?
All right, I'm actually guessing on this one. I'm going to go with Legally Blonde.
It is The Devil Wears Prada.
Sorry, Jen.
That's okay. Plenty of chances to win. Funny line, though.
Yeah.
Line number three. There are 106 miles to Chicago. We have a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Is this Planes, Trains, and Automobiles or the Blues Brothers? Jen, will she know that?
Yes, yeah, she will.
That's the Blues Brothers.
It is. The sunglasses gave it away, right? All right, Jen, one more, and you're going to win. Here we go. Line number four. I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her. Is that Notting Hill or Four Weddings and a Funeral? I am just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her. Jen, will she know that?
Yeah, she will.
I think it's Notting Hill.
It is Notting Hill.
Yes!
Both Hugh Grant movies. Good job, Jen.
Awesome, Jen. Congrats.
Well done. Thank you, Jen.
Got a family four-pack of skating tickets, and this includes a skate rentals at the River Rink on the Philly waterfront. I hope you have a good time.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It'll be great.
Good, good. Hang on a moment, Jen. We'll get your info. Hold on.
Okay.
And make sure you're listening tomorrow morning at 7:30 for your chance to play Beat the Bee. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
It's the impossible question, Philly's B101.1.
$202 for the IQ this morning. Here it is. Almost 20% of us admit to not knowing anything about this.
And yesterday's wrong guesses were politics, cooking, balancing a checkbook, or your partner's income.
Look at that.
Which we thought was interesting. But yeah, none of those are right. So we'd love to hear what your guesses are. You can call in with them right now. Almost 20% of us admit to not knowing anything about this. 888-333-B101. Good luck.
It's the impossible question, Philly's B101.1.
All right, the IQ jackpot, $202 this morning. Almost 20% of us admit to not knowing anything about this.
Hey, Mary. Hi, what is your guess?
The words to the Star Spangled Banner.
That is such a great guess. Yeah. All right, start us off, Mary.
Listen,
it's okay. It's Say Can You See, right?
Good job, Bill.
All right.
Yes.
That's all I know.
Lady Gaga did an incredible job singing that yesterday, by the way. But, Mary, it is not knowing the words to the national anthem.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
Oh, you too. Thank you so much. All right, so keep calling then with your guesses again. Almost 20% of us admit to not knowing anything about this. Mm. You could win $202. Good luck. 888-333-B101.
It's the impossible question, Philly's B101.1.
It's $202 for the IQ this morning. Almost 20% of us admit to not knowing anything about this.
Hey, Greg, good morning. What do you think the answer is?
Hey, Jen, I think it's pumping your own gas.
You know.
That's a good one. I think I've told this story before. I recently, as an adult, learned what that little lever is on the gas pump. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you got to use that. Now, I grew up in Jersey, Greg, so I never knew how to pump my own gas until I moved to Pennsylvania. It was a whole thing. I actually paid a kid $5 one time to pump my own gas
I
was 17 years old because I had no clue.
So it's a legitimate guess, Greg, but I'm sorry. Pumping gas, not it.
All right, well, it's worth a shot. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
Absolutely.
Greg.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Hi, Julia. Almost 20% of us admit to not knowing anything about this. What is your guess?
Could it be their neighbors?
Do you have a lot of neighbors you're friendly with?
Friendly? No, it's more like you wave hi and bye or, you know, you may see them. But
yeah. You don't really...
No, not real friendly.
You really don't know how to hang out with them. See, I have a bunch of great neighbors that I do hang out with. And Jen, same thing.
Oh, my neighbors are like my best friends. Mm-hmm. We all hang out. So it's interesting that you say you really don't know much because you must be in that 20%. Neighbors, correct
that
answer.
That is it, Julia.
Oh, yay.
That is correct. Yeah.
Thank you.
You won $202.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. Fun. So this is according to a survey on YouGov.com. 18% of people don't know any of their neighbors. Mm. No names, nothing about them, not a one.
I do know which ones to avoid, Julia. That's for sure.
Oh.
We all have those neighbors.
Me too. We had a fella in the neighborhood a long time ago who you couldn't walk across his front lawn. You couldn't let your dog step on their lawn.
Right.
Oh, it was bad.
Cranky guy. All right, well, listen, hang on and we'll get all your info, okay, Julia?
Okay, thank you.
Very cool. Yeah. Yep. 20% of us don't know anything about our neighbors. Okay, that means we're going to have another brand new IQ for you tomorrow morning worth $101, and that will be at 8:15 on B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
And it's time to be on top of it entertainment-wise. And there was a lot of entertainment at yesterday's inauguration. If you missed seeing it or hearing it, the talk today is mostly about two women, Lady Gaga and Amanda Gorman. Okay, Gaga first. I mean, hashtag brooch envy. I saw that everywhere. She was in this beautiful gown. She had a huge dove brooch or pin on her chest. It was gold. It was carrying an olive branch symbolizing peace. And Gaga did just an amazing job singing the national anthem. This is just a clip.
Just an absolute stunning voice.
Amazing.
And equally as stunning with the spoken word is 22-year-old Amanda Gorman, the country's very first youth poet laureate. And yesterday she recited a poem that she wrote. Here's a clip.
When day comes, we step out of the shade, aflame and unafraid. The new dawn blooms as we free it. For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
Chills, Jen. Gives you chills just listening to her. Super inspiring. A young Maya Angelou.
Oh my gosh, totally, yeah. And I'm sure you guys have seen all these Bernie Sanders memes. The poor man. All right, so he's sitting in a chair the whole time. He's looking cold. He's looking cranky. And he's wearing these huge mittens. And they were repurposed from a sweater. And everyone's talking about these mittens. But anyway, people are putting him in that sitting position in different memes. Like he's on the bench next to Forrest Gump. He's on a ski lift. And in one of them, he's sitting on the Iron Throne from Game of Thrones.
That's one of my favorites. But I do love the one where he was on the beach with Chris Christie in New Jersey. Yeah, look these memes up when you get a chance. They're very, very funny. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, we want to wish a happy Friday Eve to you and also to our top fan of the day today. His name is Joe Hickman, and he's from Philadelphia. And Joe is a top fan because he liked our B101 Philly Facebook page, and he's really active with us on it, which is cool because we really like talking to him. But that's how you become a top fan.
Yeah, we always get asked that question. That's it. That's the game plan. Jen Ryan just laid it out for you. But Top Fan is sponsored by our friends over at Acme. And your lunch break never tasted better than with a $100 Acme gift card. You can register to win it online at B101Philly.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.